FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The finance minister has increased social grants.
This allows us to increase the old age grant, disability grant by 130 rand. Because of the reduction in the VAT, I had to reduce the 150 to 130. The child support grant by 30 rand. The foster care grant by 70 rand. The COVID-19 social relief in its current form will be extended by a year to March 2026. 35.52 billion rand is allocated for this purpose.
Minister Enoch Odongwana tabled the budget this afternoon. He says the COVID-19 Social Relief of Distress Grant in its current form will be extended by a year and will end in March next year. Over 35 billion rand has been allocated for this purpose. He says 28 billion rand has been added to the health budget to keep over 9,000 healthcare workers in hospitals and clinics. For basic education, 19 billion has been added over the medium term to keep over 11,000 teachers in the classrooms. Well, President Cyril Ramaphosa says difficult choices have been made in finalizing the 2025 budget. Speaking to reporters, he acknowledged extensive discussions within the Government of National Unity. He's urged parties to study and debate the budget, especially given declining revenue. He's also praised Finance Minister Odongwana's handling of the budget.
The minister was faced with a lot of challenges and difficulties of how to balance the budget, but also not wanting to cut spending and have austerity. So he had to juggle. Parliament will have to discuss all that. They must now bring about solutions.
A man's been killed in an accident on Higginson Highway near Westcliff in the south of Durban. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says a single car rolled several times earlier this afternoon.
Paramedics assessed the driver and only occupant of the vehicle, a male believed to be in his 40s, who had sustained major injuries. Unfortunately, there was nothing paramedics could do for him and he was declared deceased on the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And U.S. police say a dog has shot its owner as he lay in bed in Tennessee. They say the canine's paw got stuck in the trigger. And the dog, a year-old pit bull named Oreo, got his paw stuck in the trigger guard and ended up hitting the trigger. The police did not specify the type of weapon that was fired and say they recorded the incident as an accidental injury. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 31. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.